When it comes to making a donation to the Utah Food Bank, CEO Jeanette Bott says a dollar goes a lot further than you may expect.
You know, we can take $1 and turn that into $7.66 worth of goods and services. So using our buying power and using your dollar, we're really able to shop better, shop more, and to really shop effectively and really be able to have that additional product get to these families and individuals throughout our state.
Before the pandemic, people selected their food from the food bank as they would a grocery store. Now volunteers package goods based on family size. Those packages can be picked up at the curb. In Logan, the director of the Cache Valley Food Pantry, Matt Whitaker, says they have also implemented curbside pickup. Those who are quarantined can get food delivered to their home, and the Bear River Health Department is helping with this program.
They are supplying drivers to get food out to those families. They have the means to do that. We're supplying the food, so it's a unique partnership that's working great. If they do not want to go through the Bear River Health Department for some reason or another, contact us. We can still help directly with our volunteers and get food out to them.
Restaurants have also been making donations throughout the pandemic, including pig in a jelly jar. This Utah-based chain has provided meals to first responders and recently partnered with Volunteers of America. Vivi Wanderly Britt, the restaurant's community partnership development and CMO, says that customers have also participated in these donations.
We are hoping that we can allow people to keep donating meals. But now that we open up the restaurant, we need to have either a table topper or something that people know that they can do that.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.